It is 1:02 p.m., and I would like to call to order this telephonic meeting of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee for Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. And before we begin, I would like to introduce the members of the committee. Please respond present when I call your name. Robert Hogue. Eric Jansen.
Present.
Michael Moran.
Here.
Jean Steven Solman.
Here. Present.
Donald Scarinci.
Present.
Dennis Tucker.
Present.
Thomas Uram. Tom, are you here yet? Not yet. Heidi. Heidi Wasweet.
Present. Present.
Herman Viola.
Present.
Thank you, Herman. Okay, I'm Mary Lannon, and I will chair today's meeting.
No problem.
We have a very abbreviated meeting today, and we're going to consider only one item. We're going to review the candidate designs for the 2018 American Innovation $1 coin program. But before we begin the proceedings, are there members of the press in attendance on the phone that we can take your names?
Paul Jilks.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Mike Gunzer, Coiners.
Hi, Mike.
Brandon Hall with Coin Update.
Hello there. Anyone else? Are there any...
Mary, this is Mike. Who's there from the net?
I'm just about to ask that, Mike. For the record, I'd like to acknowledge the following Mint staff that are participating in today's public meeting. April Stafford, Chief, Office of Design Management. Program managers from the office, Pam Borer, Vanessa Frank. Betty Birdsong, Acting Liaison to the CCAC. Greg Weinman, Senior Counsel to the CCAC. Megan Sullivan, Lawyer Extraordinaire, who's attached to the Office of Design Management. And who else?
Sheila Barnett.
Sheila?
Counsel.
Sheila Barnett, Office of Chief Counsel.
And Elizabeth Young, Office of Chief Counsel.
Okay, thank you. And who do we have on the phone from Philadelphia, please?
Ron Harrigo here, Manager, Design and Engraving.
Hi, Ron. Anyone else?
Mike Odioso.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Joe Mena.
Joe.
Phoebe Heffel.
Phoebe, okay. You guys better...
And Robert Hogue, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Hey.
Glad that you made it. Okay.
I had trouble.
Okay. Okay. Are there any issues that need to be addressed not relating necessarily to this program or anything that the Mint would like to have to say?
This is Dennis. I have something I'd like to say about the legislation that's not inappropriate.
Okay. When we get to that point, Dennis, I'll be sure and call on you. How's that?
Thank you.
Okay. But before we have any discussion of the legislation, I would like Betty Birdsong to go through the story behind this and the need for quickness on all of our parts. So, Betty, could you just talk about it just a little bit, please?
Okay. So, as everyone knows, H.R. 77, the bill actually passed on July 20th. So that condensed the timeline for the Mint to get this design going. We are looking at the 2018 coin today, and the 2018 coin specifically says... and that should have been on that page, but it specifically says that a representation of the Statue of Liberty and the reverse, and that's a common obverse, and the reverse is, it has to also feature the inscription, the United States of America, American Innovators, and the reverse is a representation of the signature of George Washington on the first United States patent ever issued. So those are the conditions of this particular bill for the 2018 coin.
Okay, thank you very much. And by the way, I was online looking at the patent, and it was signed today, July 31st, 1790.
Cool.
So that's kind of cool that we're talking about it. Okay, now Dennis, would you like to make a comment?
Yes, I just wanted to bring up some complaints that I've heard within the hobby community and my own observations on the legislation for this particular coinage program. And I know that we've spoken with the Mint and folks in the Treasury Department about this. Putting the date and the mint mark on the edge of the coin rather than on the obverse and or reverse where collectors see them easily is problematic from a numismatic standpoint. So I understand that this legislation has been written and passed into law, so the ship has sailed, but that's really something that we should, that Congress should keep in mind in the future. Another thing I wanted to bring up is I think there's a fundamental error with the wording of the legislation of this coin program. The program is clearly titled American Innovation, but the wording for the first coin is mandated to be American Innovators. And from an editorial viewpoint, it's weak. It's very problematic. I don't know why there would be that error there. The program is called American Innovation. The text is American Innovators. And it might seem minor, but it's an important semantic distinction, because if a state or territory innovated in some non-physical way, for example, if it was the first state to allow women to vote, or if they innovated in religious freedom, or some other intangible sense, then innovators might not be the right word. Innovation continues to be the right word. I don't know if it's too late to get that changed. And I realize that all of these designs that we're looking at do obey the mandated wording. But if there's any way to change that, I would recommend that we change it to American Innovation, which is the title of the program.
Dennis, if we look at the amended bill, Section 1 says that the act should be cited as American Innovation Dollar Coin.
Okay.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe cited.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Mint will look at it in that way. And we're thank you so much for those observations.
But what I'm saying is...
Yeah. That's what he wants it to be.
But all of it, American Innovation, right?
Yeah.
But the...
Dennis, you're fading out. Can you... I don't know if you've got a bad connection.
We can do this.
Dennis?
Yes, can you
okay.
hear me?
Yeah, you were fading out.
Yes, the distinction is that the legislation...
We need to hear the phone.
...is American Innovation. Right?
You're still fading out.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes, please.
So the wording of the program is American Innovation. Right, the American Innovation $1 Coin Act. So what I'm getting at is the name of the program is Innovation, but what was mandated to be on the coin is Innovator.
Okay. But if each coin, excuse me, this is Jenny, if each coin has an innovator on it, as George Washington is on this one, wouldn't that be correct?
Each coin might not necessarily have a human innovator. It might have something symbolic or representative of an innovation. So it's not necessarily going to be a human form. And the example I gave was if a state was innovative in some non-physical way, for example, if it was the first state to allow women to vote, or if it was innovative in religious freedom somehow. You see, those are more intangible innovations that don't necessarily lend themselves to being represented by a single person or group of people. But the bigger thing is, just from an editorial viewpoint, why not make it the same word? I mean, it's the American Innovation Coin Program, or Dollar Program. Why not have that word on the first coin be American Innovation?
Yeah, but you're, once again, you understand that this is what the legislation requires.
I do, yes.
Okay.
And I did preface my comments with that. I know that the ship has sailed.
Right. So your record. This is your comments for the record that the way the legislation is drafted could be a bit ambiguous, or the larger program as far as what's featured. Not to put words in your mouth.
Okay.
And this is Eric. I actually had the same comment. Would further add, I think we're going to be heading into difficult territory in the next few years, as this first one features the innovators, yet, and I don't have the bill in front of me, and I can't recall it exactly, but I think it's specified that we can't have the bust or the visage on the reverse of any of these coins.
That's correct.
And I think we're going to run into trouble there.
Hello, this is Robert. I'd like to comment here also. It seems to me that the inscription put on this proposed new coin is in violation of the legislation.
No, this is Dennis. Robert, there is an exception made within the legislation for this first coin. So, this first coin is the only one that is mandated to have the words American Innovators on it. The others will not, so they won't even have that.
I understand, but this seems very peculiar, because this thing is really not honoring the innovator, Samuel Hopkins, who had the first patent. He's not involved at all in this.
Potash.
Except in background knowledge.
Okay. Any other comments? All right. Understanding, of course, that these are the 8 designs that we must work with today. I would like to ask April to begin talking about this program.
All right, just to reiterate the information Betty provided, the common obverse for this 15-year program must feature a likeness of the Statue of Liberty as well as the inscriptions $1 and In God We Trust. As I believe it was Dennis Tucker noted, as specified in the legislation, the year of minting, the mint mark, and the inscription E Pluribus Unum will be incused on the edge of the coins. And as for the reverse, beginning in 2019, 4 coins will be released every year, one for each state, territory, and the District of Columbia. To start the program, the legislation allows for an introductory coin to be released in 2018 with a reverse featuring George Washington's signature on the first United States patent, as well as the inscriptions American Innovators and United States of America. We will, of course, be talking to this committee as well as the Commission of Fine Arts in the future about the 2019 coins, but today we're looking at the candidate designs for 2019. There's a single candidate design for the obverse. It features a rework. Sorry. There's a single candidate design for the obverse of the 2018 coin, which will continue as a common obverse throughout the program. It features a rework of the iconic Statue of Liberty design used on the reverse of the presidential dollar coin. I know we'll come back to discussion on that, but just moving ahead, the legislation for the 2018 dollar coins must feature the inscription United States of America, as well as American Innovators, and a representation of the signature of George Washington on the first United States patent issued. And we have 8 designs for you, which I know the committee members have in front of them. So, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, April. Robert, would you like to begin the discussion?
Okay, fine. I'm afraid that these designs are really pretty insipid, and I'm kind of disappointed. I would prefer one like number one or number two or number seven or number eight that has George Washington's signature plainly written right across the center of the thing rather than having it floating. I think that showing individual feathers is not a very good idea because they don't necessarily translate as the pens for which they're probably intended. And number two, I don't like seeing the disembodied hand. It reminds me too much of the Addams Family's Thing.
It.
Seeing the 13 stars on number five is attractive, but I don't think it really adds to it particularly. Number six is too much empty space, and having the name of Washington on the scroll, I think, is really not too great because the scroll is not explained. The ink pot on number four looks too much like a teacup to me. You think of how tiny this is going to be. The great seal is not going to be a great seal. It's going to be a very tiny seal if it appears as number three. My favorite of these probably would have to be number eight, although I can't really justify it very much. Sorry, thank you.
Thank you very much, Robert. Eric.
Yes, good afternoon. I feel pretty much like Robert does. Given the magnitude of a new series here, even though the 2018 design is described pretty explicitly, I think we're missing the entire message here, which is that there is a system called the patent system, which is designed to essentially, if I dare use the word reward, maybe incentivize is the better approach, innovation in the form of granting the innovator a monopoly for commercialization. We call that the patent system. And I feel like it's totally being missed here. And all we've done is glorify George Washington's signature, calling that art. And I don't think it's any of those things. I think there's just an enormous creative gap here. And so as a result, I'm probably not going to support any of these. And I would encourage the rest of the committee to vote their conscience in that sense and potentially withhold a recommendation on that basis. Forced to choose something here, and I use the word forced as in if the committee is to rubber stamp something here, I think we have to pay attention to the context here, which is a legal document, a legal system called the patent system. And in that sense, I think a number of the symbols in these eight designs that we have are inappropriate. Certainly a cap, as in design number two, a hat, probably inappropriate. I think design number one lacks any creative content whatsoever. It's graphical layout only. Design three at least has the implication of a sovereign endorsement with the eagle symbol and the written script of feathers, or the written product of a feather. Design number four, the symbols are wrong. Design number five is just an amalgam of things. Design number six at least carries the concept of there's a legal document or some form of human writing involved. And seven and eight, it's kind of a cute design with a sunrise, but I'm not quite sure why that's appropriate here. I'm not impressed. I'm quite frankly not happy that the committee is being asked to rubber stamp a process here under the mandate of deadline. Thank you.
Thank you for your thoughts, Eric. Mr. Moran.
Thank you, Mary. First of all, I want to point out that while this is basically a one-off coin for 2018, the obverse is not. It's going to be with us for 14 years. To be given only one, which is a retread, to me is, in terms of what to choose from, is unacceptable. This is simply unacceptable. I mean, nothing in the way of disrespect is on Everhart's work, but I think it is a slam against the myth that we can't come up with a new rendition of the Statue of Liberty. Now then, as to the reverses, I think that they conform to the letter of the Act in terms of the specific requirements of the reverse, but they are far from the spirit of the law itself. This goes back to what Eric said about the fact that it involves a patent. Why couldn't we do more on the reverse theme that included both Washington's signature, which is required, and the Patent Office? The Patent Office was and continues to be an important aspect that fosters American innovation by protecting the people who do the innovation so that they can be rewarded and compensated for their time and effort. It's an issue that's just as valid today as it was in 1790, as you can see from the issues we have in China. As to the reverse designs, I threw them all out terrible in terms of what I would want them to see. They could have at least put a seal from the Patent Office on there, anything but what we did, which is just go through the motions. And I go back to the law itself, and the exact wording for why we're doing 2018 is that the Secretary may, not shall, issue a coin for 2018. In fact, it goes exactly like this. If the Secretary finds that it is feasible and cost-effective, the Secretary may mint and issue a $1 coin in 2018 to introduce the series of coins described in this subsection. Well, first of all, it's obvious from the quality of these designs that it's not feasible. Secondly, if you think that you're going to make some money on this in the collecting market, you've got something else coming. I'm sick looking at this. It makes me sick because it shows the man in a very poor light. Somebody has decided to force this thing through, and it is a big mistake. And I, for one, am going to decline to review this. I will not submit any ratings on any of these designs whatsoever. It's just unacceptable.
Thank you.
Excuse me. This is Robert. I'd like to second what Mike just said.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. Dennis.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with Mike. I think it's unfortunate that we don't have choices for the obverse. And I agree with Mike. The work of Don Everhart is excellent. But it would be nice to have a portfolio to review rather than just one design, especially since this will be part of a 14-year program. When it comes to Eric's and Mike's comments on the U.S. Patent Office, I would again just mention that American innovation is not necessarily about invention, physical, tangible invention or patents. You know, and again, we've got many years ahead of us and many states and territories that will be defining innovation in their own terms. We could have philosophical or religious innovation, cultural, artistic, linguistic, social, creative, lots of different kinds of innovation in America, not just the invention of tangible products or scientific achievement even. So that's something to keep in mind. In terms of the reverse designs that we've been given, again, I have to protest the wording, American Innovators. The name of the program is American Innovation. But looking at these simply as, you know, the portfolio that you have to review, if I had to decide on one, it would be either 7A or 7B. These are the only ones that really make any sort of creative use of the title of the program, American Innovators in this case, and that this first coin is the only coin that will have that wording. So I would like to see it in a more creative typographical view that we see in 7A or 7B. Of the two, I'm assuming that 7A is a... these are different forms of relief. One is in cuse and the other one is raised. I assume 7A is raised. That would be my preference. And I guess that concludes my comments.
Thank you, Dennis. Donald, would you like to have a word?
Well, there's two good things I could say.
Stop the press.
First, you didn't drag me to D.C. to look at this crap. So I'm happy about that. Okay? I would have been miserable if I had come all this way and just to do this, right? The second good thing, you know, to be positive, is that there's no dead president portrait. So the only dead thing we have, you know, and as much as it's a great piece of art that Don Everhart did, been there, done that. It's a retread. It's a great design. It was a great design when he did it the first time, but we don't really need to do it again, and we certainly don't need to make it the common obverse on a series that's going to last God knows how long. So, you know, all I can really say here is, you know, it's time for Americans to boycott U.S. Mint products. This is the time. I would not buy this series. I would not want the Mint to package these designs, these coins, with any other product that I do want to buy. This is something where America has to vote with its pockets and vote no. And until America votes no, this stuff that we get, you know, and that we get, and that we get blamed for, this is the kind of thing. This is the kind of thing that has to stop. And it's unfortunate that, you know, the vision of a great new Mint director that we finally have, that is here to change things, do things better, do things differently, and he is going to be saddled by something that, even though he had nothing to do with, because he didn't vote for it, he's not in Congress, we're all stuck with it, right? And all I could say to you at the Mint is, you know, I understand, you know, the time frame, you know, of this, but we've done short time frames before. And you can't tell me that it's impossible, because you did a congressional gold medal in 30 days. No private mint in the country could do that. You did it. So when you want to do it, you could do it. And we didn't have to be stuck with a common obverse that's a retread design. Brilliant retread design, by the way, but a retread design. So I have to say, you know, this is, you know, being stuck with you know, the George Washington signature, which could have been done more creatively, by the way. You could have done something, you know, you could have used the signature. There was wiggle room in the statute here to, you know, do something with the signature. It just said we needed the signature, right? Didn't say the signature had to be the only thing on the coin. Who's going to buy this? I mean, you absolutely have to be out of your mind to buy this. So I'm not voting for any of these designs, and I'm not going to dignify any of these designs with comments. They don't deserve comments. The series, if this is the way it's going to start, is only going downhill. So maybe if nobody buys it, maybe it'll just end and just die unceremoniously and be relegated to a half a page in Dennis's Red Book. And it would be a sad half a page, which maybe should have a black, maybe should be done in black, as if it's a, you know, to mourn how bad designs could be that come from the United States Mint. This is, I thought we saw bad designs. This is horrible. This is beyond horrible. So I'm glad I didn't come. I'm glad I didn't take the trip. And I'm glad this is on the phone, you know, because these are the only saving graces to this program. I'm not voting for any of this. I agree with Mike. You know, Dennis, you shouldn't have even discussed what, I mean, how could we, what is there to say? You know, that these last two bad designs are better than the other bad designs? They're all bad designs. And what we're really being stuck with here is the obverse, which is going to be the design for the whole program.
No.
So this reminds me of what happened in 2004 when we sat there looking at the hurry up, we've got to vote for this, presidential dollar program, and we at the CCAC, you know, wouldn't consider it. We wouldn't consider redoing the old traditional portraits, which of course we're now going to redo in silver as medals, and we're going to pretend they're medals, which is silver bullion. But, you know, so we're still going to do what we want to do. But this is a disservice to it's really not just even a disservice to collectors. It's a disservice to the greatest country in the world who's stuck with designs like this. What is the message we're sending out? We can't do art? That we're bad at art? That we're so bad? I mean, it's a terrible message. This is a terrible coin. I don't want my name associated with it. I'm not voting for it. And all I can do is urge Americans to boycott the program. I'm done.
Thank you, Donald. Heidi, a voice from the West Coast, what would you like to say? Heidi? Heidi, are you there?
Oh, sorry. I had trouble with my mute button. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Okay. Well, that's a hard act to follow. First of all, the obverse design, this redoing of the Statue of Liberty, it was a reverse before, and now we're designating it as an obverse. Am I understanding that correctly?
I believe that's correct.
And we've had conversations on this committee before about making distinctive choices about obverses just being easily separated from reverses, and this just confuses that issue even more by taking an obverse design and now making it, or taking a reverse design and now making it an obverse design. So, and I agree with what everyone else has said about we should just have a fresh new design anyway, even though this is a nice design. But beyond that, the confusion of obverse reverse, I think, is a really bad idea. As far as the other designs here, you know, this series is supposed to be about innovation, but these are the least innovative designs I've seen in my 8 years on this committee. And nothing in there says anything about innovation. The symbolism of a quill pen, which has been used for thousands of years, or a roll of parchment that speaks more about ancient Greece than about America. None of this says innovation. And I'd like to point out, in the legislation, this is an optional coin. We don't have to release this. And looking at these designs, that's my opinion, that we are better off not putting out anything rather than putting out something so dull and so non-innovative. And it really puts a bad mark on the face of the mint to even have this out there. I would rather just do nothing. If the timeline's an issue, if you can't come up with better designs than this, then I say we just don't do anything at all. That's all I have.
Thanks, Heidi. Jean?
Thank you, Mary. When I first opened this packet, I was kind of overwhelmed with disappointment, truly. I agree with all my colleagues. The only thing that I would like to ask is the obverse design. Is this a way of saving the Liberty program? And do I understand it correctly that this is a one-time first coin to use this particular Liberty image, and that in the future we would be choosing other Liberties for the obverse? Can someone from the Mint answer that?
The legislation does require that this introductory coin obverse would be the common obverse for the rest of the series.
For the rest of the series.
That's right.
Okay.
There's no wiggle room in that?
No, they both point to the same subparagraph 2A, the introductory point, and then the subsequent.
Yeah.
So the subsequent years issued would be this same image.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now, for the reverse designs, You know what? I have to agree with what everyone has said. It's a very weak, these are very weak designs. They don't, there's just no power behind them. There's no guts behind them. And we have to always think about, this is the art in your pocket. If this is a dollar coin, this is what you're going to be exchanging with the public for 15 years. And to do that, I don't think that this is a very wonderful piece of art to do that. Now, I have heard from collectors, you know, Mike has insisted that this is not good. I mean, as an artist, as a designer, I can't see where this has any merit at all. And I'm sorry to say this for the for those mint artists that probably worked very hard on this, but then again, they didn't have a whole lot of time. So I am probably also not going to support these designs. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene Herman. Are you on the phone?
Oh, I'm here, and it's been a very interesting conversation. I would have to say I agree with everyone here. When I looked at these designs, I thought, is this the best we can do for innovation, creativity in this country? I mean, I share the feeling that we should put better art out there for people to watch, to look, and put in their pocket. Now, you know, with Dennis, if we were forced to take these designs, I would say 7A is the one that was the least objectionable. But if there's a way we can just say no to this whole effort, I'm with that idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Herman. Okay, I'd like to clarify something. Some of us seem to feel that 2018 American Innovation $1 coin is optional. I do not believe that it is. Aren't we?
It is
optional.
It is. It's definitely within the Secretary's discretion to do 2018.
Oh, Mary, I read the exact wording from the Act out.
Yes. So I don't know where I read something where he had decided that, yes, we were going to do that. Okay, so this still does remain optional. Okay, that's good to know. All right,
Mary, can you tell us when it's appropriate to make a motion to reject all designs?
Can I?
Hey, Don,
can I do it first?
Whoever wants to do it,
Excuse me. We need to have Tom Uram give his thoughts, and then I, as chair, would like to give my thoughts. Thank you, Tom. Would you like to go next?
Just real quick, and for the record, I got on just before Eric spoke, about 10 after. I was late from an appointment. But anyhow, I think we finally have a series that will be worse than the Susan B. Anthony doll. You know, so Mike and I and a few others have talked about this, and we've all gotten some correspondence, but I would be in favor of what everyone has said, and I'm ready for Dawn or Mike's motion at any time. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. All right. Now, I'd like to say something. I was, perhaps I was misunderstanding the fact that I thought we had to do a 2018, and so I was trying to make, trying to look at these designs. I, too, am not happy with what we were presented in a very short period of time. I thank the artists at the Mint for working under the time constraints to try to put something together. I had a thought about something for reverse design number one that could possibly be considered because we're required to use Washington's signature. If the background could be textured somewhat to resemble parchment, that might provide just a little something. And then I was thinking of taking Washington's signature and going from the bottom sort of left, let's say at the 8 o'clock position, up to the 2 o'clock position, and have it go toward a vanishing point so that the G would be slightly larger, and then the Washington would extend on to infinity as just the sort of symbolic of just the beginning of innovation. That was about the only comment that I could make on these. I listened to what Dennis said, on 7 and 7A. They're way far down on the list as far as I'm concerned. The sun reminds me, I don't know why I'm thinking sun-kissed raisins or something. I look at the sun and that just struck me. Those are my thoughts. If we were required, if we had to come up with something, I was trying to alter design number one with both texture and a vanishing point for George Washington's signature. So,
Mary, this is Eric. Can I say something?
Sure.
Is it a motion, Eric?
For you, Donald, yes. I don't think anyone on the committee here is really complaining about the existence of the program. So I think it would be inappropriate for anyone to interpret what appears so far to be a pretty much a unanimous of those present that we have a program here, we respect that. But we don't have the creativity yet. We haven't had the time to do that. Mary, even your comments were what would be more appropriate in the early brainstorming process of this and not re-engineering an artist's work. I hear the committee complaining about the art, about the timeline, about the urgency, and not the program per se. And I think it's important that the committee respects what Congress has passed. I don't think any of us are questioning that. We are questioning the implementation of the program, trying to preserve the reputation of the Mint, and quite frankly, the integrity of what is a decade-plus long series. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Would anybody else like to say anything?
Mary, this is Mike.
Yes, Mike.
I really think that the best course of action for the Mint is to can the entire 2018 effort and go to 2019 and do it right.
Okay, make a motion.
That's just an observation.
Make a motion.
I'm going to make another motion.
All right.
I have one of two ways to go on this. We can either reject all the designs or we can decline to review. To get things started, I will make a motion that the committee declines to review this body of art.
All in favor of Mike's motion?
Discuss.
We need a second.
Any discussion?
A second.
And I think perhaps some discussion.
Yep. Yep. I who said second? I couldn't hear.
Sounded like everybody.
I need
a name.
Actual second.
Tom, okay. Uriman.
So Mike made the motion and Tom seconded it. And your motion is to decline the review of the eight designs that the CCAC has been presented with for the 2018 American Innovation $1 coin program. Is that correct?
Yes.
Discussion.
Any discussion?
I think it would be probably less than effective to have such a vanilla motion. By that, I mean I would add some reasons so that someone who's not been privy or have the opportunity to review what's been said on this committee can understand it quickly and simply as to why we are doing this.
Well, I believe we need to vote on Mike's motion first.
I think we're having discussion with all due respect.
All right.
This is Heidi. I'd like to make a comment.
Okay.
Instead of a motion to refuse to review, I suggest maybe instead we could consider recommending that the coin not be made at all. But before we make that decision, I'd like to hear comments from the Mint staff on what they feel based on the comments they've heard from us so far.
Hello, Sharon Murphy here.
What do you mean?
The comments were universally bad. I mean, I think what we don't want to do, I think it was you, Mike, who said this, or maybe you, Eric, you know, we respect and will do whatever we are directed to do by Congress, all right? And it is the implementation of this program with bad designs that we're all objecting to. So I think refusing to review, I think Mike's motion accomplishes that in a very polite way. I don't know that the CFA is going to be more polite than that, and you know, but I think what we don't want to suggest, and what none of us are suggesting, is that the program approved by our elected officials is not worthy of implementation. It is. It's this set of designs that's the problem.
Thank you for clarifying.
This is Robert. I think this is a very poorly thought out program.
Excuse me, Robert. Please, reminder that this is being transcribed. Please speak one at a time, and please identify yourself for the record.
Okay,
this is Robert. Hello?
Robert, I wasn't quite finished.
Hello?
Wait until the chair recognizes you.
Robert, please speak.
Hello. I would like to take exception to that. I don't think this was a properly thought-out program to be presented in Congress. I don't think they gave it enough thought as to the wording or the idea of what the coins would end up looking like. I think it's a bad idea to have the date and the mint mark and the inscription around the edge. Some of you may have seen the commentary in the most recent issue of Coin World about how this is not something that the public wants, and it's being forced to be something that collectors could buy simply to provide some revenue.
Okay, thank you. Heidi, I believe you wanted to speak next.
Yeah, the question I was trying to ask the Mint is, would they want a second chance to redesign, or would they want to take the option of not producing this first coin in the series as allowed in legislation?
I don't think the Mint is going to have an opinion at this point without discussing this.
Could you repeat that?
Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Could you repeat that, please, Heidi?
Right. Is the deadline an issue? Is that why we're scrambling to get these done? Is that a problem?
This is a very tight deadline. If that's what you're asking, yes.
No, and I can't enter on the county code if you don't.
So if they don't have time to redo these deadlines properly, then maybe the Mint would prefer to take the option to not produce the coin at all?
Right.
I don't think, I'm not sure the Mint's going to speak to a course of action at this point. This is the CCC's opportunity to review and provide feedback, and as always, we'll take that under advisement.
Okay. Any further discussion before we vote on the motion, which is still open, I think?
Yes, I have a question. This is Ginny.
Okay. That would be great.
If we refuse to review the design,
okay,
I think that wording is a little strange because we've already reviewed these designs.
Jeannie, this is Mike.
Yes.
I think it's until we actually, we've had opinions on these designs.
Okay.
But until we actually vote, we don't review.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. So, Mike, would you like to state your motion again?
We, the committee, declined to review these designs.
And it was seconded by Tom?
Yes.
Okay, is there any further discussion before we vote on this motion?
This is Eric. I would merely say, I think to an outsider, this is not very informative.
That it's not very what?
Informative. Our rationale is not clear. Are we obstinate, or do we have a reason? I would ask that the motion originator might truly consider adding some rationale to the refusal.
Eric, I'm a bit at a loss as to what to add to it. For one thing, I think all of us feel like better designs could be submitted if the Mint would do that. we recognize that there's a tight timeline getting even tighter. I think all of us also question the need for the issue of a 2018 coin. We've not gotten an answer on that one either, as to whether it could be killed. And I think all of us have at least indirectly alluded to the fact that this is going to be a commercial failure, this coin. There's so many reasons you should just go on down the list. I think you keep it plain and simple. We decline to review and let the press dissect it. Lord knows they've gotten an earful today. There are plenty of options.
Mike, with all
one at a time, please. I believe Gene started first. Eric?
Okay.
Gene?
Yes?
I thought, did you say something?
It was Heidi.
I'm sorry, Heidi. Why don't you go first and then Eric can go?
Mike, you could simply add the wording, we refuse to review due to quality.
I'm open to amendments. If you want to make that amendment, I'll support it, Heidi. It's good.
Eric?
I would also potentially like to see an amendment, Mike, stating the poor quality under an unreasonable deadline and inappropriately so.
And inappropriate what?
And inappropriately so.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
If I were to be harsh, I would merely say we refuse to rubber stamp a poor portfolio done under an unreasonable deadline.
Okay.
How about we just say due to quality and the pressure of a deadline?
I'm for that. Okay. I would like that better.
All right. So Mike, your motion is the committee refuses to review the designs due to quality and...
Due to quality of the designs and the... And pressures from a tight deadline.
And pressures from deadline. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we better, before we keep adding to this, all in favor of Mike's motion?
As amended by
aye.
Me.
Aye.
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 Are there any nays?
How did you vote, Mary?
I'm asking if there are any nays, because nobody said what their names were before they said aye. So I'm just trying to get a count.
Aye.
Okay, and I vote for the motion as well, and so the motion passes 10-0. All right. Thank
you. Well, I want to apologize to the people with the men that are there. This is not the way I wanted to see this turn out.
I would second that apology. Sorry that the deadline's been put upon us. And I would hope, quite frankly, that the MIT staff and this committee would take a big breath, truly assess the opportunity to take another 30 to 60 days to develop some better art and then accelerate the execution issues if they can be done.
Thank you, Eric. And I would like to say that under Mr. Ryder's tenure, I think we're going to have great designs coming out, and we can look forward to working cooperatively with the Mint and getting better designs and having agreeable meetings. So thank you all for calling in today. If there's no other business to come before the committee, I'd like to move to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second, this is Robert.
Okay, Robert seconds. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, the meeting is adjourned. It is 1:55. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And now you...